be eaten by two different gatherings, two different groups of people. Talmud Leima, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Pasuk says, Ba'abayis echod yeyochil. In one house, the korban has to be eaten, means the whole korban has to be eating only with one chabura, with one gathering, not with two different gatherings. And the Gemara says, "B'maikimiflugi, what is this machlekes Reb Yudin Reb Shimon? Reb Yudin sova yeshim limsiris. You go boss of the way the pasuk says it. Ba'abayis echod yoichal, and Reb Shimon sova yeshim limikra. No, we go boss of the way we read it. Lo yeochel. So the question is, this pasuk going on the person or going on the korban? Like Rashi says, Iksovar yeshim limikra. Hey, so Shimon holds, you go boss of the way we read it. Ye ochel, we say. Ba'ubabayis echod ye ochel. That means a pesach koi, it's going on the korban pesach itself. For lo yagavri, not on the people. Kleima. Ika tchilas achilosoi. Tehei bechaburu. You're supposed to eat the whole korban together with one chaburu achas. For lo yischalak l'shtei chaburus. You can't divide it up into two different chaburus. It's going on the korban pesach itself. The korban has to be eaten together in one chabura. Abul Gavra, but the different people that are eating together, Iboi Koi Mehocha, Vyozov Yochi Hochi, they could all get up together and go and eat in another place. The Torah was only makpid where they're eating, where the chabur is going to start eating. They have to start eating together. Mite Karinen Yeyochel HaPesach, V'lo Yeyochel HaGavra. Here, that's Momshat. Yeah, and where it says, let's say the people were sitting together eating the Korban Pesach. And by itself, or somebody put a mechitza now in between them. His first 10 people sat down to eat their Korban Pesach together. And now in between them, there came a mechitza, that's 5 on one side, 5 on the other side. So Gemara says, the divru yoyim pesach nechol b'shtei chaburus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds one Korban is allowed to be eaten by two different gatherings, is oichlim. You're allowed to continue eating. His vice day seen them on that now that the mechitza is there, it's like they're eating two separate places. But still, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is allowed to. But according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Ladivri Yoimer, Eina Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburus? No, you're not allowed to eat the goof of the korban in two different gatherings. It always has to be eaten together in one gathering. The locha should be then, Ein Oichlin. They're not allowed to continue eating, they have to stop eating. Because now that there's a mechitza between them, it's like two different chaburus. What about the opposite case? They were sitting and eating together. And there was a mechitza. So they started to eat at like two different chaburas. V'nistalko mechitza b'neim. And now for some reason the mechitza went away from them. It's like this. The one that says, oichel, oichel b'shtei mekoymois, you are allowed to eat the korban in two different mekoymois, is oichel. They're allowed to continue eating. Even though at the beginning it was like in one place. And now that the mechitza went away, it's like another place. Still, they're allowed to continue. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. But the divri oimer ain't oichel oichel b'shtei mekoymes. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says when you sit down to eat in one place, you're not allowed to eat in another place. Abizoy ain't oichlin. They're not allowed to continue eating because now that the mechitza went away, it's like they continue eating in another place. So the Gemara says now Yosef Rav Kana. Rav Kana was sitting and he said over this halacha koposhet le'nifshet. Like he said over these halachas the way it is, like he understands it. If the mechitza went away, it's like a new place now. If the mechitza was put there, it's like making two different chaburus. He understood the way we learned. Omale Rav Ashi Rav Kana. Rav Ashi told Rav Kana, "V'tiboy l'cho iboy." As why is it so poshut? Why do you understand it so good? Why isn't this a doubt? There should be a shaila here. The shaila should be siluk mechitza v'yasiyas mechitza. This that was saying either the mechitza was put up, or else they took away the mechitza between these people that are eating the korban together. Me have a kibes mekoymus a kibes chaburus dami. Like this is a doubt. Who says this makes it like two different places? Really, they're both sitting in the same place, the same chair they were sitting up until now. What's the difference? If mechitza came and mechitza went away, oiloi, is it or isn't it? Like he could say here a svara to say it's not called a silik. It's not called a shino mokum. It's not called two different places, two different chaburus. So nechlam the gemara says teiku staka sofik. What's the locha? Is this considered like two different places or not? It's staka shaila. Yeah, Moses Vaita, the Mishnah says, Hakalo hoifeches es puniha. For the more of my time, why is the Kala allowed to turn around her face when she eats the Korban Pesach? Om Reb Chiya Baraba, Om Reb Yechnon, Mifnei Shehi Boisha. Because she's embarrassed. Like Rashi says, Mifnei Shehi Boisha, Lecho Le'enei Hanoshim. She's embarrassed to eat in front of the men. Because they'll all look at her. She's a kala, they'll look at her. So she doesn't want them to look at her. Therefore, she'll turn around the face. And that's all right. So tomorrow, Rav Huna, Berei, the Rav Nosson. Ik loy levei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. His Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nosson, went to visit Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Omru lei, Mashemecha. So they asked him, what's your name? Omalhu, he answered back, Rav Huna. My name is Rav Huna. Omru, they told him, Nesiv Marapuya, come sit down on my couch. Yosef, he sat down. Yoyev Lekisa, they gave him a cup of wine, Mistam, to drink. Kiblei B'chode Zimna, he didn't refuse, he accepted it right away. Ushriya betray Zimna, and he drank it like in two shots and two gulps. Took him one drinking, then another drinking. V'loyahadarape, and when he did drink it, he did not turn his face around, but rather he was looking at them. So now they started to ask him, like, why did you do all this? Omrulei, my time occurs to Rav Huna. How come we call you, how come you're called Rav Huna? Omulu, Baal Hashem Ani. In other words, that's the name my father gave me when I was young. That's why I got, like Rashi says, Mikatnu Sekach Karimli Rav Huna. Omuluhu. So Omrulucho. No, so, yeah. So Mar says, my time, Mikiyomuluchu Neitzva Puria Yisafta. How come right away when we told you to sit on the couch, you did? Omuluhu. The din is, Koma Shayim Lucho Balabayas Asay. Anything the Balabas tells me to do, I'm supposed to do. Prentice says, Chutz Mitzay, only if the Balabas tells you to go out, you don't have to listen to him. You don't have to go out. But otherwise, anything he tells you, you're supposed to listen to him. Like Rashi said, there's a Masnis Nib Mesechta Derech Eretz. So that's why I listened to you and I sat down on the couch. Tomorrow, my time, Mekiyoiv Lucho Kisei Kablo Bechod Zimna. How come you accepted the case right away? You didn't give me a hard time. Or Malahu, he answered back, the locher is Mesarv and the Kotin. If somebody not so great offers you something, you're supposed to refuse it the first time. But v'yein mesarv in the gadol, if a chosh of a person gives you something, then you're not supposed to refuse it. So Mela didn't refuse from you because you're another gadol. So yesterday my time is shasisse betray zimni. How come you drank your kos in like two different shots? Or Malu, he answered back to Tanya, we learned like this. That ha'shoysa kosiv avasakas. If somebody drinks up the whole kos yayin at one time, ha'reza garvin. He's called like a fresser. It's like he's eating too fast, too much. It's not nice. Shnayim derech eretz. If you drink it down in two gulps, like two different times, that's nice. That's derech eretz. Shleisha, if you take your time and drink it down too slow, that's already migasi ruach. That's like showing off already. That's a bagayvnik. Vaitam, and he asked him, my time lo yahatar apech. How come you didn't turn your face back? Oh, malohu. He answered back. What do you mean? Kalo hafechas penil. The Mishnah says, a kala, she has a right, she's embarrassed. But a normal, like me, Rav Huna, I'm not embarrassed. That's normal to eat in front of you. Well, like Rashi says, it's not a derech for a man to turn around his face, only for a kala, for an isha. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yishmoyah, Rabbi Yossi, Yikloy Levei, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya. He also went to visit him. Yoivolei, when he went there, Yoivolei, Kisa, they gave him a cup of wine to drink. Kiblo v'chodezim, he accepted it right away. And he drank down the whole cup at one time. Is Amrulah, so they asked him, Lysovolomar, don't you hold that Ashoysa Kosva Vasakas erase the gargarin? If you drink it down at one time, it's not nice, it's like a fresum. Or Maluhu, Lo Yamri Bekoysa Kotin, they didn't say that by a small kois. They only said that by a big kois. But you gave me a small kois, that's alright. V'yein Chomosik, and also you gave me very sweet wine, so it's easy to drink down. Okrisi Rechov, and have a wide stomach, he was very hungry, that's why it was mutif him to drink it at one time. Omar Rav Huna, Bnei Chabura Nichnosin Bishloisha. So Rashi said he's not talking about a Korban Pesach. Stam, these halachas about a waiter. If you have a waiter, somebody that waits on you, you're only supposed to wait if you have three people coming at a time. So Bnei Chabura Nichnosin Bishloisha. V'yotzim, when he gets finished eating, V'yotzim, he could go away, afilu b'yechad. One at a time could go away. Omar Rabba, Vudi Yaya B'yidin D'Regilu L'mayel. We're talking about you coming in at the time when it's normal supper time. So therefore, you can't stay too long. So therefore, the shamash, the waiter, is supposed to take care of you, and you can leave one after another. Vudu rogesh budalayu, and huadin, that you have to tell the shamash that this is a derech, that when one finishes, he goes away. The problem is, because when one is left, you have to give him better service. So am ravina v'noistim tchar domim. You have to pay money. V'tzorach achron lohisiv domim. And the last one that's left over has to pay a little bit more money, because it's harder for the waiter to take care of him. The Mora says, but we don't paskin like this. Hey, the more trouble you give the waiter, the more you have to pay for it. All right, Hadrin, Olecha, Ketzatzel. All right, let's stop here.
You're up to a pair of Klaisha.